I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I remember when I used to live at the foot of the Hollywood Hills, like three deer just like right next to me.
When I think of Hollywood, I'm more likely to think of movie stars and swimming pools than of wildlife. But according to the voice you just heard, it seems like I might be wrong. It belongs to our friend Sam Benson Smith from Odyssey's sister station KNX in Los Angeles.
That's right. Nature and urban areas are butting heads everywhere, even in the City of Angels. Sam has been reporting on this wild, the really wild side of Hollywood for years. Mountain lions, bears, the whole shebang.
He recently sent us this photo of one bear in particular that seems very LA, in my opinion. In fact, this bear was all ready for its close-up when a photo was snapped of it.
Sam got together with our host, Mike Rogers, who's out this week, to talk about the smiling bear, the clash between wild and urban life, and more. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lauren, and we're your Something Offbeat producers, filling in for Mike this week.
I was just looking at the picture. I was actually kind of analyzing it closely and trying to figure the whole thing out. It really, in many ways, is an amazing picture, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely incredible. And I was actually away in a different part of the wilderness around Greater LA when the photo was initially released. And I kind of, when I got service again, I saw that and I was like, kind of, it gave me a lot of joy to be able to see it.
What do we know about it? Who took it? When? Where?
So it was taken just overlooking the San Gabriel Valley in Los Angeles, which is one of our valleys. And that generally is our more, I guess, eastern inland valley. And it taken by a trail cam. Just specifically, you know, the trail cam photographer who been looking through all of these. And there's so many that are either, you know, associated with individual research groups, might be like a, you know, associated with a particular research project that, like, say, UCLA is doing or the National Park Service is doing. And yeah, it was just picked out of the bunch that it was kind of perfect the way it was timed and snagged. So
this trail cam, so is this motion activated?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And the bear just kind of ambled in at just the perfect spot. The camera took the picture. The woman who, I guess, found it, or whose camera it was.
Joanna Turner.
Joanna Turner. What do we know about her?
She's a longtime involved wildlife photographer. And, you know, if you check out her social media, which I will be able to find the handle later. One of my digital producers was just talking with her yesterday. Just a wide variety of these wildlife cams and has worked in wildlife photography. And, you know, if you check out her socials, all wide variety. And Los Angeles has, you know, kind of famously, you know, you'll see a lot of the photos of mountain lions and all of that, but her page has a variety of stuff, you know, black bears. And speaking of that, the San Gabriel Valley, you will see black bears there. With that's way more commonplace than as opposed to San Fernando Valley, which is, you know, one of our valleys, Van Nuys, Reseda. Tom Petty sings about it.
You notice a bear first, but there are so many other things that your eyes are drawn to in this picture. There's so much to look at. The silhouette of the mountains, the city below. It's just incredible. You don't know where to look.
It reminds me of this one particular photo, and a lot of people are juxtaposing it. P-22, it was famously the Griffith Park mountain lion, or like the Hollywood mountain lion. I've done a bunch of reporting on him before, and he ended up dying a couple of years ago, but there is this really great set of photos where he is lit in front of the Hollywood sign, and, you know, he took up residence, you know, in Los Angeles, like, you know, a decade ago.
We're going to get more into P22 in a moment, but first, I have a question for you.
Is this one of those things where you ask Mike a question that you already know the answer to?
Actually, no. Well, maybe sort of, but not really. So on this show, we've already reported on wildlife icon Chonkosaurus. He's from my hometown. Actually, it might be a lady. I'm not exactly sure. But Chonkosaurus is a big snapping turtle that was found in the Chicago River. I also know that our friends in San Francisco at KCBS have reported on falcons that people love. But I realized that I didn't know if Dallas had its own wild animal character or characters that I should know about. Do you know about them, Chris? Is there some animal roaming around the Dallas-Fort Worth area that deserves a Something Offbeat episode?
I don't know that there's any that are as famous nationally as the Chonkosaurus or this bear in California, but there have been bald eagles spotted at a lake in Dallas called White Rock Lake, which is actually not too far from where KRLD is. It's kind of this natural area that's preserved pretty well right in the city of Dallas that a lot of people use for outdoorsy stuff, biking, running, engagement photos, all that kind of stuff.
Cool. Well, maybe we should look more into those. I also thought of another one in Austin. I don't know if you ever heard of the bats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do a Something Offbeat about that. So if anybody else has like a famous, you know, animal character from their city, whether it be Dallas or any city in the U.S., let us know. We want to know all about your weird animals. Now back to Los Angeles and P22. So before the smiling bear got its 15 minutes of fame, this mountain lion won the hearts of people in the LA area and even became known as Hollywood Cat. Sadly, the big cat died in late 2022, and at the time of its death, it had chronic illnesses and multiple severe injuries. Still, for more than a decade, the cat's adventures, including crossing the freeway multiple times, wowed locals, and a celebration for P22 was even held at the Greek Theater after it died.
I think that the smiling bear very much like it brought myself to that photo shoot in front of the Hollywood sign, because it is, you know, the stunning dark wilderness and then just the bright lights of Los Angeles. And he's, you know, looking down at this massive cityscape below. And I think, yeah, it's kind of a reminder, which is cool, that you can have both in LA. And he's actually where he was photographed, and we didn't get the pinpoint because, you know, don't want to reveal, but anywhere from like 15 to 25 miles from where I live. So that was just kind of cool, because I'm like, I could hike and I could see that exact spot, you know?
You're kind of an expert in this area. I think people who are not familiar with Southern California, they may not realize just how much wildlife you have there. I mean, you're in the mountains.
Yeah, no. And I remember, you know, I've been in Southern California for a while now, you know, working as a journalist. I was originally out in the Coachella Valley, like in Palm Springs and stuff. But I remember when I first moved out there, how striking driving and approaching the foot of the mountains was to me. It was like you're in a video game. It just like all consuming. And we still have that. I have a, you know, a decent commute here, but we had a really good, you know, winter, and just it feels like you're in Colorado. It feels like you're in Denver, like, you know, these snow-capped mountains, and we're right in the foothills. And yeah, that's where I live is pretty close to the foothills. And, you know, the climate changes, you know, it can be a 20 degree difference from the coast to over to the mountains to even where I am, and you know, kind of more in the valleys by the foothills. But regular interaction, and kind of, you know, shoehorning into that, like in my neighborhood, I live in Highland Park. And that's kind of the end of the San Gabriel Valley. It isn't in the San Gabriel Valley, but it's right next to it. But coyotes, incredibly commonplace.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
An estimated 250,000 to 750,000 coyotes live in California.
And according to Citizens for Los Angeles Wildlife, coyotes are actually a vital part of the city's ecosystem.
So we see coyotes a little bit in Chicago, but I know people hardly consider them a vital part of the ecosystem here. Most of the time, they're just afraid they're going to eat their smaller pets, their cats or dogs, or they're freaked out to see them in their yard. How about in Dallas?
So we've actually had stories from time to time where coyotes have gone after people here. There have been stories of people going on jogs early in the morning and having coyotes follow them. There's even been a couple of kids that were bitten by coyotes at playgrounds within the last few months.
Oh, that is scary.
It's very scary.
Mean coyotes in your neck of the woods.
So just a reason not to run. But that is not why they're considered important in LA. They're considered important there because they do eat those smaller animals, such as rodents and small predators.
That makes sense.
You know, it's an urban neighborhood and, you know, it's popping. There's stuff going on. But since it is right up against all of this green space, you know, I would walk. Like, I remember, you know, last year I was just, my buddy stopped by. I think like maybe I left a pair of headphones at his apartment and we're just standing there talking and just two coyotes saunter past us just casually, like, you know, just like their neighbors. And it's really fascinating and cool that you can see it in the day-to-day life. But if you drive 45 minutes, you know, like I did this weekend, you could be out of cell service. You could be in the middle of the woods.
And it's something, it's not just LA, but it's something that we're seeing in cities around the country. As the cities get bigger and expand outward, we're kind of, it's kind of an incursion into their space. It's almost inevitable that we're going to see more of these animals.
Yeah. And an article that I had written was specifically about what at that time was coyote mating season. And right now we're in like coyote rearing season, essentially, and what people can do to kind of help make sure that, you know, maybe the coyotes aren't getting too close. Because a lot of it has to do, there's all of these outside factors within the city. I mentioned earlier the freeways. Freeways can really chop up these animals' environments and their access to food. So then what do they resort to? They come into the neighborhoods and, you know, one tip of advice that I wrote about in this article is as simple as a lot of people are lucky to have fruit trees out here, making sure you're picking up your fruit, clearing out underbrush, because when there's underbrush, that means that rodents and small animals can get down there.
This may go without saying, but freeways are another spot in LA that tend to be dangerous for wildlife.
I think it's less than 5 mountain lions have been successfully documented as crossing the 101 freeway successfully. And the 101 is the deadliest freeway for mountain lions.
You mentioned the freeways for a minute. You've been involved in this wildlife crossing there across, I guess, 101, right?
So I was really lucky to begin my research and reporting on the wildlife crossing. I guess it would be over 2 years ago now. It was a really this hypothetical for a long time, and it's a private public funded project. But I got on it when it was just getting this bit of funding that was going to push it over the top. And when it is created, it's going to be the world's largest wildlife crossing. And shout out to Beth Pratt with the National Wildlife Federation. She's like the biggest proponent, spokesperson, cheerleader, everything for this wildlife crossing. But fascinating thing about this is you have these two massive pieces of green space in Los Angeles, and it's sliced in half by a bunch of freeways, but in particular by the 101 at Liberty Canyon, which is in Agoura Hills. And if you look at over the past, I guess, you know, 15 plus years, that's since the Santa Monica Conservancy started doing their cougar study. You looked at the GPS pings on these mountain lions.
Those pings mean that mountain lions are getting dangerously close to vehicles speeding along the freeway.
And tens and thousands of pings, you are seeing them coming to this juncture at the 101 and turning around, because at Liberty Canyon, that's where naturally they were expecting that they could get to over by the San Gabriel Valley where the bear was. But they really were split up. And this wildlife crossing basically identified this is the kind of pain point where animals want to get to hundreds of thousands of acres of green space that they, you know, have instinctually built into their brains that they need to get to. So that's why they decided to build it. And we're making a lot of progress.
In an article Sam wrote from 2022, a rendering from Living Habitats shows the vision of the crossing. Instead of more cars crossing over the freeway, as one would usually see, there's a grassy covering connecting two bits of wildlife on either side.
I thought his description of this was really fascinating, like creating a oasis above the highway so animals could get from one side to the other. That's really cool. And I would make a trip just to go see that.
Me too.
But they probably wouldn't let us in it because we're not wildlife.
I wonder if they should make like another crossing, like a pedway where you could look at it from the pedway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just want LA to spend more money.
They've been putting up basically these giant concrete bollards, and then they'll get this embutment in the middle, and then they're going to have these prefabbed, you know, the massive bridge itself. They'll put that in place. And then from there, it's not just the bridge. You got to put soil in place. They're going to have native fungi in place, acoustic protection, light protection, so that basically the animals aren't even aware they're going over one of California's biggest freeways.
Are there bears in this area too?
So the bears, they're a little bit less mobile, I would say, in this area. You will see bears struck by cars on the 101 with a little bit less frequency. Also, a couple of years ago, documented bears jumping in pools in Monrovia. Like, they kind of are, you know, they feel a little bit emboldened.
It appears that the smiling bear was a black bear, which means it wasn't too dangerous to run into.
So it's not a grizzly, which is good, because if it's a grizzly, you absolutely turn and run. But with this particular guy, it's a little bit less of a concern about, turning tail immediately and trying to get out of there.
It's the question that people have asked since the advent of social media. Why some things, why some posts, pictures, videos go viral and others don't? What is it about this one? What is grabbing people's attention? I mean, you and I have discussed what we find interesting about it. What do you think people are seeing in this that's making it just to blow up like this?
I think in a lot of cases, it's the bucking of expectations, and that can be around a lot of the wildlife news cycle that is in Los Angeles and Southern California. You know, in Northern California, they had this mountain lion attack where, you know, a young man was killed and his brother was very, very much injured. And you'll get a lot of these stories about like mountain lions and neighborhoods and stuff, or grizzly attacks all over the United States. And I think with this one, it was just such a thing of where there had been a kind of a lot of negative stories, and not to say that there's any tilt, these things happen, but it was a wildlife photo of a bear living its life, looks like it's doing well. And it's an animal, not to anthropomorphize, but I also think things go viral when things are genuine, when things aren't fake or staged or something like this. And this bear looks like it's a genuine smile. It just makes me smile and makes me happy pretty much whenever I look at it.
What do you think that guy was thinking?
That bear?
Yeah.
I think he was just surprised. Overall, he's mugging obviously for the camera, but he doesn't look that startled. You know, like it's not like he looks frantic or anything like that, but I think he was just kind of having a nice, good meandering walk through the mountains and, wow, surprise. There you go. My photo's getting taken. And just kind of looking at the bear a little bit. Also, he looks healthy, which is good. So, you know, that's less likely that like maybe he was in any sort of concerned state. He looks like he's doing solid.
I'm telling you, that bear was a ham. In family pictures, he's the one putting bunny ears behind mom.
Oh yeah. No, I'm one of four siblings, and he's definitely my older, not oldest brother, Ian. Always looking for the laugh and always having something planned.
We told you Mike's out, but he says literally the same thing every week. So here you go.
I'm Mike Rogers. Thanks so much for listening to Something Offbeats. This episode written and produced by Lauren Barry and Chris Blake, with audio editing by Chris Blake and original music by Myron Catlin. And to keep listening, please subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have your own offbeat story that you think we should cover, let us know about it. Send it to us at somethingoffbeat@Odyssey. That's AUDACY.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.